The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info at gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Rend Lake Area Tourism at rendlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces.
Hello everyone, this is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I'm glad you're sticking around here at the beginning of the show. And you know what? I'm on the way to the Red Crest Fishing Tournament. Yes, that's the MLF Championship going on down at Lake Hartwell in Charlotte, North Carolina. So I'm on the road again. So I'm listening to myself on the road somewhere. That's pretty good. But I think we got a pretty good, interesting show for you. We've got, first of all, I sent a note out to Captain Tony to give us a buzz because I saw him at all the sports shows, and I think he may be calling in this morning. And then we have Tim Mondel, since it's the first of the month and the Forest Preserve District of Cook County comes on and tells us all the cool things that are happening. And let me tell you, yes, you need to go check some of these things out. They are a lot of programs and a lot of neat stuff going on out there, so you're all going to enjoy it to be part of the great outdoors. And then we have Mark Stewart. Mark Stewart is a gentleman who fishes Braidwood and a number of the lakes a lot. He's an expert at Braidwood Lake. I hate to tell that like that because his wife always outfishes him. But no, they're both great fishermen. But he's been part of that Braidwood Lake since they were building it. So he knows a lot of ins and outs about that place. And he's going to talk to us about opening day. We're going to get him on the phone. And we're going to just try to have a lot of fun, see what's going on, and just get out and enjoy the great outdoors. I want to thank everybody that I saw last weekend. I took a road trip after the show. I took a ride up to Madison, Wisconsin for the Madison Fishing Expo. And man, I was very, very impressed. I was very impressed at the booths and the activity and the number of people there. Lots of young couples and families and, you know, some more senior, mature anglers were there walking around. So, I mean, there was really a lot of stuff going on that I enjoyed. And I was getting a big kick out of watching the kids just running around having a great time. So, you know, I just had to go. They call it a busman's holiday. You know, what do you do if you drive a bus? You go drive. What do? I went to a sports show, my one day off for the month. But it was really very, very interesting, and I liked it a lot. Hey, you know what's going on today? Are my good buddies from the Chicagoland Musky Hunters Group is having their 23rd annual indoor fishing flea market. That's right. This is all kinds of used fishing tackle, collectible, closeouts, overstocks, antiques, all kinds of stuff. And they've got a whole bunch of things going on there. And it's all happening today, March 4th, at the Rolling Meadows High School at 2901 West Central Road, Rolling Meadows, Illinois, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. So if you either get in your car while the show's on, you could drive towards it, or if you have to wait till 7 o'clock, you still got plenty of time, because you can get to Rolling Meadows on a Saturday morning anywhere in this area. But this is a fun show. It's only $5 admission. Kids 12 and under are free. They get all kinds of stuff going to be there. But you know what? This is, it's a fundraiser for them. So it's okay. You know, don't worry about it. If there's a raffle or something, get in on it. And once again, it's a great organization, the Chicagoland Muskie Hunters. And you know what? You should join an organization. I really mean that. Whether you're a muskie fisherman, a smallmouth fisherman, a bass fisherman, a perch fisherman, carp fisherman, whatever, find a group of people that are interested in that, and I'm pretty sure you'll find clubs and organizations for them. And one of the things I keep hearing from so many anglers are, well, you know, my buddy Joe died, or my buddy so-and-so moved out of the area. I got nobody to go fishing with. The best way to go fishing is to find a group of people like-minded, and some of them will be younger than you, because that'll keep you young. That's an important thing. So remember that. But, you know, check out all the clubs in the area, because I think you will enjoy them and you will be part of them. I will be at Bass Pro Shops in Gurnee on the middle weekend of their Fishing Classic. That's the 17th, 18th, and 19th. I think I'll be there on the 18th for sure, doing a, you know, something, whatever, I'm helping out the customers, or I'm going to be teaching fishing, or, you know, doing stuff with the kids, because it's a big kids weekend up there, and it's a lot of fun to do. So don't pass that up. Remember that very well, and you'll be part of it to just enjoy it. Okay, we did that. To mention Tim Mondel, Mark Stewart. Oh, wait a minute. Well, the phone's ringing. Let's see who's waiting for us. Oh, it's our good friend Captain Tony. Hey, buddy.
How's it going, John?
It's doing okay, and you know, thanks for giving us a call. I know you just did all the outdoor shows and stuff like that, and you're running around having a great time and meeting all the guests that have been on board before, and also talking to new ones. You know, you've got to have some open weekends yet, don't you?
Oh yeah, I do have open weekends. A lot of mornings are going pretty quick. The two shows were fantastic. You know, I can't complain about Schaumburg or Tinley right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, it's like, you know, plus I got a client list and a snail mail list, and everyone's just trying to get in their special dates to reserve them. Yeah, I do have weekends, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and I do have weekdays available.
Cool. Hey, Tone, you know, with all these people that are catching coho from shoreline right now, it seems like it's a little early. I could be 1,000% wrong, but it just seems a little early because we don't have any ice out there. And we're getting a lot of coho so much closer in.
Well, right now, this time of year, yeah, we'll be getting the smaller cohos down on the south end of Lake Michigan, which that's where it actually starts. And as they proceed up the shoreline, they get bigger and bigger. But I think they're going to be right on schedule, you know, mid-April by us through, you know, June. I'm pretty sure it's, you know, every year it's just a week or two off. But, yeah, you know, the shore fishermen should be out there catching them 12 to 13-inch coho, maybe 14, if they're getting any weight to them. But, yeah, right now is the time to get out there with a power line to, you know, if you're a shore fisherman, snag a couple of them tasty little morsels.
Oh, yeah.
No, I believe we're right on time.
Okay, very good, very good.
It is March.
I know, but it's just so weird that it's March. It just doesn't feel like a normal March.
Right, right. You know? Yeah, even the lakes up here, you know, they're all just about open. Mm. A few piles of ice on one or two, you know, but no, the water is pretty high right now, so there's current going through everything, and with the high winds on Lake Michigan, any ice that's out there is definitely going to be breaking up or piling up along shore.
Yeah, someplace. And not by us, but someplace.
Right. But, you know, because I think there's still some ice in the upper northern harbors a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a northeast wind today. So anything up there is coming our way.
Okay.
You know, I know Indiana's probably getting hammered with snow. But I'm sure all that ice is going that way. But yeah, the cohos are going to be right on time, I believe, this year. You know, a week or two either way, we'll see them their normal times probably.
If anybody wants to get a hold of Diamond Ghost Charters, Captain Tony, what's the best way to do it to get a charter all lined up to get them tasty coho?
Oh, I first try me on the office number at area code 847-838-2037. Leave a message. If right now I'm actually working on the boat, so you can also text me or call me on my cell at 847-366-0741. and I should be able to help you out even if I'm working on the boat.
Sounds good to me, Tony. And what do we all yell on Diamond Ghost Charters?
Fish on!
All right. We'll see you, Tony. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, Big Issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. No, the Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get Big Issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say hey!
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Wait, let me check the calendar. It's the first of the month. It's the first Saturday of the month. That means we have on the phone Mr. Tim Mundell from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. How you doing, buddy?
I'm well. I'm happy to be back on the show. How about yourself?
Hey, it's getting excited. You know, spring's right around the corner. We never really had winter, but spring's right around the corner. And I know that there's tons of stuff to do in the forest preserves in March, because it's kind of like you're opening up the shutters, whipping open the windows, and people are walking outside.
Oh, yeah, and it's nice for us. It really is. I mean, don't get me wrong. We like programming during the winter, of course, but spring allows us to be outside a little bit more and take on more of the community, you know, so you're going to see, or at least start to see, the larger events come back, like Maple Syrup Festival, spring breakout adventures, some of the usual annual programs going on. And then, you know, we go to the more traditional ones. We're going to focus on spring equinox since it's around the corner. March is Women's History Month, so you see some programs focusing on women and conservation. You're going to see some things in non-English languages. Really quite a lot going on this month.
Oh, this sounds interesting. This sounds like we're going to have fun.
We're getting there, right? We're getting there.
Of course, let's not forget, the lakes are open to go fishing. The trails are open to go wandering around on. You could go hopefully the Sagawa Canyon hikes will be kicking in gear for people who enjoy them. So, I mean, I know every month people say, you say it. No, we don't say the same thing. We're just showing you how much fun it is in your own backyard.
We offer as much as we can, as often as we can. The one thing, too, is really nice is the campgrounds are back. I mean, they don't close during the winter, but we program campgrounds. We teach these 101s and the basics of camping. So you're going to start to see some programs coming up, too, with that.
Cool. Right. Because that's a perfect thing. You know, you've got a young family or a single mom, single dad, whatever. And, you know, you got a couple of kids. You can rent the tents from the forest preserve and the gear that you need. Someone will explain how this all works and help you out. Or you can even rent one of the little cabins if you'd want to go that, try the roughing it. I can't, for some odd reason, when I say roughing it and I think of, you know, Bullfrog Lake, it doesn't,
No, you can just sit on the shoreline there and look around. Like, there is nothing rough about this. This is beautiful. The ambience and all that.
And if
we do have those. You have those indoor centers. You have the tent pads. You have the RV slips. So you've got a little bit of everything, depending on what your style is or if you want to try something a little bit different. There's some opportunities for sure.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So, my friend, tell me what's kicking in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County.
Sure. We'll start with the larger special event this month. I kind of mentioned, like I said, but a few minutes ago, now that we can get outside a little bit more with the nicer weather, the annual, and you love this one, is the Maple Syrup Festival.
Okay, I feel better.
This is where I pause for salivating, and then I come back. up at River Trail Nature Center in Northbrook, they have their annual Maple Syrup Fest on March 19th. This is Sunday. It's only one day. You can taste syrup. You can go on maple tapping walks. You can try different foods and kind of look at a spring-themed day for that as well. So that starts at 11 a.m. Parking is very limited on-site, so they have a few remote locations. So if you're planning to bring the family out, consider like an umbrella stroller or something smaller that you can put on the school bus that they'll transport you from parking lot A to the location. Just the word to the wise. The other one, we have Celebrate Spring Fest. Again, an annual event that takes place. This one is at Cummings Square, which is adjacent to the our general headquarters in River Forest. I think it's on the corner of Lake and Harlem. And that's at 11 a.m. Again, they'll show you a sample of tree tapping. They will have spring-oriented programs and activities and offerings. For those who are going to stick around during spring breakout, because at times when the schools are out, the prices go up and people just want to stick around and maybe not go on vacation, like me, just speaking for personal things, March 29th. We'll be at Thatcher Woods, which is in the River Forest area, at 11 a.m. for that one. And then the other one, this is newer. You just mentioned earlier the location, Chauncey, at Sagawa Environmental Learning Center.
Yeah.
They have this program called World Water Day. And what they're trying to do at this event is look at the restoring waterways, accelerating climate changes, and see how we can get more involved from the climate side. So you'll see that at Sagawa on March 19th if anybody's interested at 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of different. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. I mean, again, it's funny. We just literally just said this. There's always a lot going on, right? We talk about this every single month at the beginning of the month. But we also, from our side, we're the program team. We're the experiential programming. We want you to connect, whether you have an existing relationship or you want that new one. Either way, we want to try to change it up a little bit and bring you out to draw your interest into the area and see what we can come up with, mm-hmm. you know, and be part of this. So, so looking again from the monthly side, we look at it from the racial equity, diversity, inclusion. We want to ensure that the preserves is open and available for all in any way, shape, or form. Only sunrise and sunset, of course. So the month of March is Women's History Month. So we have some walks and some programs devoted or centered around women and conservation. On the 11th, we have a walk at Thatcher Woods. On the 12th, we have another walk at Little Red Schoolhouse. And then on the 30th, we have two different timed walks at Harms Woods, which is on the north side over there in Glenview area.
Yeah.
You know, learn a little bit about it. I mean, my team is specifically is the one hosting the one on the 30th, and they just kind of look at even some of the local preserves named after women or some other very, very important figures who have worked in the environmental field.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you got those going, you know? Yeah. But I mentioned earlier, too, about camping. Thankfully.
Yeah.
It's back. Yes. Can't wait to take my son, by the way. But we have a couple of camping 101s. So we'll have one on March 8th at Camp Reinberg in Palatine region. That site resides in the beautiful Deer Grove East region. You can come on out, meet Brian, meet Julia, his new program specialist, and his team that can teach you the very basics about it. Even if you think you know, but you want to learn a new way, maybe Brian and the company can teach you. Mm-hmm. And then if you wanted to stay closer in the southwest region, depending on where you live, March 23rd, there'll be one at Camp Bullfrog at 5:30 as well.
Cool. Okay, there's just, I mean, whether it's, you know, tree sapping. And you know, the thing is, it's not just a program that's going on the weekend, or it's going on at 10:30 in the morning during the week. There's programs I know that, you know, for teens that start at 6 o'clock at night at a couple of the nature centers. I mean, there's something not just in a 9 to 5, you know what I'm saying? And that's the cool thing. It's something that I've got to tell people. There's a, and I've never been to this program, but it's a new moon walk and telescope viewing thing on the 21st at 7:30 at night. Notice how I just said that. At the Little Red Schoolhouse Nature Center in Willow Springs. And it's Willow Springs Road and just south of 95th Street. If you drove past it or if you didn't see it, go to the eye doctor because you can't miss this, okay? But what they're doing is they're doing this, you know, a telescope viewing. And I will never forget the first time I was in one of the nature centers. It was in the evening, and they said, okay, they had the telescope set up, and they said, here, look at this, Chauncey. And I looked in the eyepiece, and I went, oh, my gosh. It was like somebody painted Saturn and the rings in the telescope. I didn't want to let the person behind me look. I was amazed. I said, this is Saturn. This is millions and billions of miles away. And I'm looking at it through a telescope. This is so cool. And I mean, like I said, there is a lot of neat things. Okay, I'll get off my soapbox.
I'm enjoying listening. I'm so people chime in on, you know, at this time for us. Mm-hmm. I want to hear you talk about some things. Another really cool thing, and I played the system as a kid, but I don't remember all the bits and pieces of it.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a handful of teen-oriented programs starting in March, and one of them is The Botany of Zelda, as in the game that's on the entertainment system.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a video game. Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute, that sounds like a video game.
Yeah, They're exactly it, and they're doing comparisons between the forest of that setting of that video game and that of the native plants within Cook County Forest Preserve.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, why, right? You literally say, what just happened? How did you come up with that? We let the creative juices flow, and this is what they come up with. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing, too, is I can only speak English. I understand maybe a little bit of Spanish. Usually when somebody's yelling at me, I get that. I mean, it's the tone more than anything. But, again, going to that component of, like, not everybody comes from this or comes from that. So how do we open this up to everybody? Well, there's nature in different languages. So on the 30th, they're going to offer nature in Spanish at Sandridge Nature Center down in Cal City.
Mm.
But the other thing is, there's a spring-centered, I'm trying to make sure I word this correctly, Chauncey, yeah, bear with me. The spring-centered event focused on the equinox of that time called Marjana. It's in Polish.
You're doing a Topiani Marzani?
Yes. I'm going with English, yeah.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. That's up at Trailside Museum. One of the naturalists there is actually presenting the entire program in her native Polish language.
Oh, that would be fun to go to.
That's cool. I mean, it's a kind of... you and I, we talk about stuff like this because some of the offerings, but, you know, again, the public doesn't necessarily know all this happens. So we're like, man, how do we bring new people in, our old people in, and so forth, but... Anyways, I'll stop with that one. There is another thing I thought was really cool. The reason why the Forest Reserve is able to connect, one of the many reasons why we're able to connect to the public in different ways is through our community partners. It's essential for the progression to where this department is leading. That said, we work with an organization called the Trickster Cultural Center. It's out of the Northwest region, mm-hmm. Cook County region, and they are hosting seasonal nature camps at one of our newer sites at Rolling Knolls Forest Reserve. And on the 27th and the 28th, during the day, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., they're going to host this spring nature camp where you can take nature walks, but learn about indigenous practices as it relates to the native lands. Like, there's so much education available.
Yeah.
For the public to be part of, and you don't have to register. You can drop in and just be part of one, part of two, be there for both days, whatever you prefer. But if you haven't been to Rolling Knolls, for one, it's a gorgeous 55, 56-acre preserve. Mm-hmm. But two, come out there and be part of this spring program. It'd be really wonderful, too.
Cool. And then, you know, wrapping it up, you know, they have a couple of music events going on. If you go to the fpdcc.com events, you'll see there's two music events going on. There's a yoga in the woods, and we're not talking Yogi Bear, we're talking yoga. And my daughter, who's a yoga instructor, says, Dad, you need to go to it. Dad, you need to go to it. You need to go to it. I said, okay.
All right, yeah. I think we all do at this point.
So you want everybody to come out and enjoy the forest preserves right in their own backyard or front yard, right?
Absolutely. Always and forever.
And once again, what was that website I just gave?
Sure. FPDCC.com. And you can click on the events tab or places to go or check out the web maps. There's a bevy of different options once you visit the website.
Sounds good. Mr. Mondel, as always, thank you for coming on and bringing us the month of March and every other month into our homes, okay?
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me again.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff. So become part of the Waterworks staff and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the Midwest, trained to work on Mercury Motors and others, with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best and trained to work on a Mercury Motor and others. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com. Tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you hold a Daiwa Tatula reel or a Tatula rod in your hand, you know it feels right the first time. But when you buy any Daiwa Tatula rod or Tatula reel till May 31st, you'll get a mail-in coupon for a free Daiwa Huck hooded performance shirt, a $59.95 value for free. Stop in at Fish Tech, Angler's Outlet, Triangle Sports, Bedford Sales, or Anglers International, and pick up a Daiwa Tatula reel or a Tatula rod. And don't forget your mail-in coupon for a free hooded performance shirt. Hello, everyone. Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Hey, man, you seen that bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah, man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Aw, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket, too?
No, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Oh, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Well, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know. And like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like in fire that could burn up this place.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's why the bear, he says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, I know that bear, man. What's his name again?
Smokey Bear.
Well, why do you need him for, man?
Because I need a ride back to the city.
A public service of the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Kids.
You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish.
No, 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 no.
You can't catch fish.
No, 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 no.
I got a little story about.
Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Big fish contest. It's $1,000 cash for the biggest and the best, but I told them, guy, you're making a mistake. You don't stand a chance because the fish is on the slate, because, hey, you can pray you want to wish. But let me tell you something, guy, you can't fish.
No,
I told you there, guy.
No, no, no.
Can't catch fish.
No, no,
what do you think you're doing?
No.
Can't catch fish.
No.
Hey,
everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I know we've been talking about it for several weeks. And yes, we had the opening of Braidwood Lake on Wednesday. And I just had to get a hold of an angler who was out there chasing those little fishies all over the place. And we've got Mark Stewart, who is knows the lake like the back of his hand. Mark, how are you doing?
Fine.
Mark, what did opening day? It's like, you know, the Swallows of Capistrano coming back to the San Jose, you know, missions. But, I mean, we're all running out to Braidwood to get that first bass of the year since we haven't fished for 3 or 4 months, right?
That's correct.
Now, how warm did you find the water?
The warmest water in the afternoon was 80 degrees on the hot water side, 67 on the north side.
80 degrees on the warm side?
Yep.
Wow. I didn't think it would be that warm yet.
Usually it isn't. It's like a lot warmer than usual opening.
Mm-hmm.
Opening days, past years. It's warm weather.
Yeah, that's true.
Had a warm February.
Yeah, if the plant is running like it runs all the time, and if I'm just thinking out loud here, so it's dumping the warm water in the lake to cool down, and that water we haven't had the super, we've had a couple of days, everybody, don't be, you know, we haven't had the long stretches of winter where that water would get cold, and, you know, so, but see, I think those fish over the years have got accustomed to it, haven't they?
Yeah.
You know, did you find them close on the cool side? Were you, you know, working the shoreline?
We're working shorelines, and most of our action was on the north end, cold side.
Okay. Now, what about, did you see anybody working the fish cribs that Constellation, excuse me, guys, Constellation has put in there?
No.
No?
I saw some, actually, these little cribs, like, washed up on the bank.
Really?
They're not very big, like you see down at Kentucky Lake. They're very small.
Yeah, no, they are. They're little poles. Maybe 3x3, if that.
If that. I know. Yeah. I've never seen a crib that looks small, but there. I know where there's two sitting on the shoreline going towards the hot water side.
Okay. Well, I'm sure
they'll... I don't know what they weigh them down with.
Well, actually, they don't get weighted down because the way they're designed with these holes in the bottom, when you drop them, those fish cribs, when they hit the bottom, you could see... those holes are acting like jets, and it's sucking up mud from the bottom, and it just lays on top of the fish crib. So you're not weighting it down. It just sits on top of it, and then it gets kind of stable on it. But, I mean, if somebody hooks it and, you know, drags it up on shore or something like that, But
are they putting more out this year?
Oh, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds out there. Hundreds. Okay. And the funny thing is, if you go over them with your electronics...
Yeah.
It looks like weeds.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a stake bed.
Right. I tried to see them, find them.
Yeah. Well, if you find weeds, you know, like growing straight up, that's them. And none of them are anything over, I would have to say, 6 feet, six or eight.
Yeah.
They're all closer to shore. So now, what do you, as somebody who fishes braidwood a lot, what did you go out bait-wise trying with to get these guys?
We were throwing top water first thing. It was foggy. We stayed up at the north side. My wife was the first person to get one on a buzzbait, then she caught one on a Cinco. I was throwing a 316 swim bait. Lost a big one halfway to the boat on it.
Mm-hmm.
A Magdraft swim bait they were biting on, and a jig. So we caught them all on yesterday.
Any special colors on them?
I was just throwing a black small jig with a number 11 pork, Uncle Josh pork rind. They started making them again.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I had mine from the 90s, though. I caught a majority of my fish on the jig, but all my good fish were coming on that 316 Sunday.
So,
rocket.
What you're saying is that your wife was the first one to catch the fish.
Yep, just like last year.
So, just like, but so that means she could still outfish Dave Schultz, right?
Yeah, always.
Dave Schultz is a good friend of all of ours. That's why I had to give him a little tease there. Now, you know. It, like I says, you're fishing 70 to 80 degree water. So you're really not fishing like a normal cool water lake, right?
That is correct.
And
I'd say they're done spawning halfway around the lake.
Yeah, well,
what's left is on the north end.
Yeah, you said that some of the fish you caught were slightly marked and stuff from spawning.
Yeah, making beds.
Okay, so what, their tails were kind of chewed up a little bit?
Yes, sir. Yep. They're bleeding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did they hit with a viciousness or?
Nope. We just pick it up and slowly swim and spit it out.
So you had to go by the old rule. If it feels like a bite, set the hook.
Got it. Yes, sir.
Wow. Did you hear of any size? I mean, good size fish being caught or a lot of, you know?
4-pounders. People had 4s. I haven't heard about any 5s.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that big one was that I had coming halfway to the boat, but he threw the bait, so probably 4, maybe 5.
Did he come out of the water?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
He hit that. I threw that 316 up by the rocks. And never even touched it. Probably just wiggling just a small bit, and he ripped it.
So you really actually were using small baits too.
That's one bait's a big one. It's a full size bluegill.
Okay. All right. Yep. Misunderstood you. Sorry. Apologize.
And they're made down Lake Fork. The guy makes them.
Wow. So it sounds like the boys and girls that were done spawning wanted some meat.
Yeah, you know? I guess so. And I was throwing a 3-inch swim bait too. That's pretty big. Not a little tiny 3.5-inch normal swim bait.
Mm-hmm. Now
hitting that.
Is the north side of the lake is the warmer side of the lake, correct?
South side's your hot side where your discharge is from the Braidwood power plant, mm-hmm. that comes back around the north side and the intake's over there by the north boat ramp.
That intake area.
Yeah, goes back through. Yep, through the turbines. That turns. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Now, did you get any surprise fish? Like, I mean, you know, Braidwood was one of those lakes that any tournament you're on Braidwood, they usually have a catfish pool for $5, and you always wind up catching a catfish on a crankbait, a spinner bait, or an inline spinner, or who knows what. I mean, did you run into anything else besides bass?
No. I just only had bass.
Really?
I know some other people caught some catfish. I saw them. Yeah.
That's
throwing a beaver.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You can really... Now, a lot of people work the shoreline heavily. I know a lot of people this time of the year will work the shore, whether you're on shore pit casting or in a boat casting at the shore, which, you know... like a white spinner bait and stuff like that to try to entice a bite for those fish. What about the mid area lakes of Braidwood? What's it like fishing those, or what do you or not do?
Well, just fish the grass. I did the first fish of the year for me yesterday was out on some rock piles on the hot water side, but we were nowhere near the bank.
Mm.
4-inch lizards on a Carolina rig, but that wasn't the ticket. They were by the shoreline.
They're all close to the shoreline.
Yes, sir. Yep.
What about, Braidwood, everybody, is the cooling lake for the nuclear power plant. And when you pull into the parking lot, you see that island that everybody says, oh, it's got snow on it. It's really pelicans. but to the east side of that lake, there's a lot of inlets and, you know, back and forth, because it's an old strip mine lake. Cut-ins and stuff like that. Do you look at fishing those this time of the year, or do you wait till later in the year?
Oh, I would go there now.
You would go there now?
The water is not normal, the normal temperature of an opening day. Usually it's in the 50s, high 50s back there in Arrowhead.
Yeah.
By training site for Exxon.
Yeah.
It's warmer than that this year.
Wow.
You'll catch them back there.
So really, you need to not throw
just
away
the... normal fishing.
What?
Just fish the way you would normally. Everything this has fish.
Yeah.
Definitely not really cold water out there.
No, there isn't.
No.
And as you said, I've been out there for fishing for a cure, and we've had to wait for the fog to lift because it's and that's one of the fun things about when you hunt geese around Braidwood Lake for some of the clubs there. In the wintertime, you could see the steam coming off the water. And those geese are like, why do I want to walk in a cold field? They come up and then they go down. They come up and they go down.
Right.
They're like, we don't want to have to go. This is nice and warm here. We got a hot, we got a jacuzzi, a heated jacuzzi for us. We don't need to go anywhere.
Correct.
Well, this is interesting. So you're saying, bluegill imitator baits. You did get something on a plastic. Shad bait too, huh?
Well, yeah, anything that looks like it. Yeah. The only thing they eat is bluegills, themselves, and shad.
Mm-hmm. How deep were you running these baits on the lake?
2 feet.
Just 2 feet?
2 feet of water. Yep.
Wow.
Except when I was out on the rocks, I was a little deeper, but everything we caught was in 2 feet or less.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What's one of your favorite colors on plastic to use on that lake?
I would go with watermelon red, Cinco.
Watermelon red?
Yeah.
You like the ones that have a little bit more of the red in the color, huh?
Correct.
Interesting. And, of course, opening day, it was,
a zoo and a half just with everybody wanting to get out there from the north ramp or the south ramp. But I would imagine everybody was pretty respectable, you know, giving everybody area to fish and stuff like that, weren't they?
They were.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Everybody, we're talking with Mark Stewart, who I'm not going to say. He probably dug some of that hole to build that lake, if I know him. But he's exceptionally knowledgeable, and his wife, because his wife is probably going to catch more fish than a lot of us guys. What's your wife's name again?
Christine.
And, you know, Christine's out there, you know, hooking and, you know, smacking them between the eyes and stuff like that, which is, this is great. It's a perfect way to go, you know, spend time with your loved one, is go out fishing. And is there anything that you would recommend to some of the people that are looking to go out to Braidwood for the next, let's say, month?
Well, I can tell you one thing. The lake's a lot higher, but you still need to read a map before you go out there. There's various shallow spots. You know, you're going to hit them with your lower units. A lot of people don't buy a map and look. It's the biggest problem I see out there.
Yeah. I forgot about that, Mark. I remember when the lake opened up, people...
91.
Yeah, people weren't... You need to take a map. If you have electronics on your boat that has a map in it, get the latest one always. And you could be zipping along, I mean, just having a field day, you know, you've got your baseball hat turned around backwards, and you're zipping down the road there, and all of a sudden, the next sound you hear is... Bing, 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 bing.
A lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And it's like, because it went from 8 feet to a foot and a half.
Yeah.
And people don't realize.
How it is out there.
Yeah.
And but I can't tell you, the water level is a lot higher than last fall.
Really?
Last fall was ridiculously low. Remember, we were in a drought?
Yeah.
Didn't pump water from the river.
Wow.
Yeah. And so there's probably just an inch of water underneath the dock, which I always look at the dock, see how high the water is, another way of telling. Just look how close that water is to that dock where you're boarding your boat. And you look across to the island from the north ramp, and you see the boulders out, you know the water's low.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
But there's still stuff. With the high water, you can still hit it. You just got to look at your map before you go out there.
That's right.
Wear your life jacket.
Because it's a long ride back to the boat docks with the trolling motor, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And when you see somebody doing that, you kind of go over and say, hey, can I help you drag in up? Because it's a long...
I did that last year.
Oh, my God.
I took someone in.
Did you? That's so cool,
yeah,
Mark.
Sure.
Last, Mark, what was your total for the day? You did pretty decent, you think?
We had probably 31 fish, and my best five went 15 pounds.
Not a bad day, a little over an hour from, you know, downtown Chicago, you know? Not a bad day, my friend. Well, Mark, thank you so much for coming on, and please tell your wife and all the other members that of your clubs and stuff that you go out fishing with, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the Fishing for a Cure the first weekend in June when we're raising money for the Constellation Fish for a Cure, and we're going to have a great time, so make sure you go online, or if you need more information, send me a note, and I'll send you the application to be part of that, and you could win up to, what is it, $10,000 guaranteed for the first five places. Not wrong. 10 places, rather.
Yep.
Can't go wrong with that. Mark, you have a good day, and keep sending me pictures of fish, okay, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's Mark Stewart, everybody. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2023 models of Lund and Lowe boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard, at a price you can lock in today. That's right. The assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and at Waterworks Marine, you can get the boat of your dreams for 2023. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard, make only one stop. That's Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you. When you hold a Daiwa Tatula reel or a Tatula rod in your hand, you know it feels right the first time. But when you buy any Daiwa Tatula rod or Tatula reel till May 31st, you'll get a mail-in coupon for a free Daiwa Huck hooded performance shirt of $59.95 value for free. Stop in at the following stores: Mike's Tackle World, Bluff City Outdoors, Dave's Bait and Tackle, Fishing Connection, Lee's Bait and Tackle, Krogart's Great Outdoors, Presley Outdoors, and Hunting Stuff. And pick up a Daiwa Tatula reel or a Tatula rod, and don't forget your mail-in coupon for a free hooded performance shirt. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie. You can't go wrong. Easy.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, boy, I can guarantee you one thing. Today's going to be a lot better weather day than Friday was, because I'm heading east to go to the Red Crest. And I'm, like I said, it's a lot better weather today than it was yesterday, especially in Michigan, Indiana, southern Illinois, down in Tennessee. They got really beat up out there. So let's, check all that stuff out. Okay, we got to get to the Aiden Fishing Report yet, sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. That's the Aiden Fishing Report. Aiden's my grandson who lives in Michigan, and I get a fishing report every week from him. Sometimes it's interesting. Sometimes I'm not sure what it is, but that's okay. His report says, "Papa, the rivers are too muddy and the lakes are too iffy." So we didn't go check any of those out. But what we did check out was the piers by the harbors along Lake Michigan. And we saw a bunch of people catching coho salmon, casting for them and having a lot of fun. We didn't see anybody using power lines like they use by your house, but it was fun to watch all the anglers out there doing stuff. Mom's beeping the horn. That means I got to get to a hockey game. I'll talk to you later on your way to the Red Crest to keep you awake. Love, your fishing magician and hockey star, Aiden. And once again, the fishing report from Aiden is sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue, Country Club Hill, 708-798-9700. Hey, tell them you like having Waterworks sponsor it. It's a really good thing to do, okay? We also have, we want to talk about the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources are looking for seasonal help. This is a really important thing for you to get out there if you're looking for a job and a lot of other things. They're looking for all kinds of stuff for park rangers. They're looking for maintenance people. There's a bunch of different things that they want to hire people for. And, hey, this should be a good thing to apply for. I think you'll have a good time. They're looking for like 400 people, and park rangers, recreational specialists, visitor service associates, natural resource educators, facility repairers. You get to work outside all summer. I think that's a great idea. That's the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Go on their website and type in summer jobs, and you should be able to find it. Let's get some fishing stuff done in there. If you're not coho fishing, you're missing out on some good fishing. They are catching them all over in Indiana. They're catching them in Illinois, weather permitting. If we get a northeaster here today, it's going to be ugly. But, you know, they're catching a lot of coho, and they're using spoons, skein. They're using night crawlers and catching them there. They're also getting them on power lines a lot in Illinois waters along the lakefront. Some of them are fast limits, so let's not pass that up. You can't go wrong for coho this time of the year. I really like that. We're seeing activity also on the Kankakee River, but not much because it's up high and muddy. The people that are fishing it are trying some of the backwater areas looking for crappie. Okay, we'll buy that one, guys. They should do good there. Cook County Forest Preserves, I would be looking at the areas that have water running into them with a creek or something because that's going to pull those fish in. Braidwood Lake, you heard the whole report by Mark Stewart, so I'm not going to go into it here. Just download the show again or go to the ESPN Chicago app, download it for free, and listen to Mark tell us all about Lake Braidwood Lake and how much fun he had out there. So definitely check that one out because I think you'll enjoy it. And that was pretty good, too. We got that one. They're waiting pretty much on the chain of lakes for water levels to come up and get more anglers out there. Yep, I can hear the flute playing, which means coming time to end of the show, and I like to leave you with the Native American proverb, and this one comes from my friend Upan Sui Majuat. The hardest thing to do sometimes is for the voice and the heart to be working together. Sometimes they don't, and we must try hard to make them work together. Make the voice and the heart work together. Very true. That'll probably get you in trouble if you don't have the two of them working together. Once again, we're going to be at the Red Crest, so we'll be doing some interviews and stuff for the big MLF tournament out there. We'll be looking forward to having you guys listen to us next week. Once again, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. See you guys.